Good afternoon, and welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. I'm your host, Blair Boone-Magura, and thank you, member supporters. Today's Singing and Other Sins program is devoted to Robert Schumann's famous song cycle, Dichte Liebe, A Poet's Love. It's a story of unrequited love that remains unparalleled in German song literature. To help guide us through this musical exploration, we'll enjoy the beautiful and virile voice of German tenor Fritz Wunderlich, as well as that of the supreme master of Lied interpretation, German baritone Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau. Wunderlich will be accompanied by his collaborative partner during this tragically short career, pianist Hubert Giessen. Fischer-Dieskau has recorded the Dichte Liebe with so many prominent pianists that it was challenging to decide which one to include. After reacquainting myself with a partial list of his most well-known performances, I've chosen to do something a little unorthodox and combine excerpts from his recordings with pianist Gerald Moore from 1956, Jörg Demus in 1957, Christoph Eschenbach in 1975, Vladimir Horowitz in 1975, and Alfred Brendel from 1976. That's a 20-year span of recordings taking the very best from each, compiled together to create one seamless performance of the entire song cycle, which I hope you'll enjoy on the second part of this broadcast. But before we move on to Fischer-Dieskau, let's listen to some excerpts of Dichte Liebe, featuring the golden lyric tenor voice of Fritz Wunderlich. Wunderlich is, of course, the famous German tenor who captivated audiences across the globe, both in Mozart opera performances and on the recital stage. He was just weeks away from his debut at the Metropolitan Opera when, tragically, in 1966, he fell down the stairs and died while vacationing at a friend's country home. Composed in 1840, the poems of Dichte Liebe are all taken from poet Heinrich Heine's Lyrische Intermezzo, one of four collections in his Buch der Lieder, and they contain an overall mood of bitterness collectively. As earlier stated, throughout the collection, there is an overarching theme of unrequited love. We find a male protagonist that falls in love with a girl who eventually falls in love with someone else. It's a tale as old as time. Dichte Liebe begins with happiness as love arises and concludes as love is finally buried. They are confessional poems that reflect an outpour of anguish, revealing the poet's inner heart. In fact, Schumann was once quoted as saying, "My songs were intended as an actual reproduction of my inner life." So let's enjoy the first four songs of Dichte Liebe with Wunderlich and Giessen. We begin with Im wunderschönen Monat Mai, in the wondrous month of May, followed by Aus meinen Tränen sprießen, out of my tears spring forth, Die Rose, die Lilie, die Taube, die Sonne is number three, the rose, the lily, the dove, the sun, and finally, Wenn ich in deinen Augen sehe, when I look into your eyes. That last song contains the famous verse where bitter tears rush forth after hearing the words, I love you. But when you say I love you, so must I weep bitterly. It's at this point we begin to understand that it's not going to be a song cycle about a happy relationship, as we may have first thought in that opening prelude of the first song.
Da ist in
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and we're exploring Schumann's Dichterliebe through excerpts of performances by Fritz Wunderlich with pianist Hubert Giessen. In song number 5, Ich will meine Seele tauchen, I want to plunge my soul, Heine describes being inside the lily and how the lily quivers, which is clearly a sexual reference. At this stage, the protagonist is without a doubt infatuated with his beloved. But by song number 7, Ich grolle nicht, I bear no grudge, the poet repeats over and over, I bear no grudge, I bear no grudge, complaining of his heartbreak, and he speaks of dreaming of a serpent biting her heart. Schumann brilliantly adds to the irony by placing dissonant cadences under the vocal line as the poet sings, I bear no grudge, I bear no grudge, revealing how the poet truly feels at his core. Take note at how Wunderlich embodies the pain that the poet really feels in this song. His pianist, Hubert Giessen, would later write in his autobiography, normally a lyric tenor is not expected to hit the gloominess of some of the despairing Dichterliebe songs. Yet, Ich grolle nicht suddenly revealed Wunderlich's reserves of dark, dramatic timbre, of powerful emotional intensity. That seems surprising, all the more as he had treated some of the earlier songs in a very soft and tender manner. From now on, the moving development of this musical composition was expounded in its coherence. This was a deeply experienced, carefully increased, and singular interpretation, where one did not only enjoy Wunderlich's subtle sentiment in every song, but also had to admire his understanding of the secret relations in the succession of the songs.
Ich will meine Seele tauchen in den Kelch der Lilie hinein. Die Lilie soll klingend hauchen, ein Lied von der Liebsten mein. Das Lied soll schauern und beben, wie der
nicht, und wenn das Herz auch bricht, ewig verlornes Lieb, ewig verlornes Lieb, ich gralle nicht, wie du auch strahlst in Diamantenpracht, es fällt kein Strahl in deines Herzens Nacht. Das weiß ich längst. Ich grolle nicht, und wenn das Herz auch bricht, ich sah dich ja im Traume und sah die Nacht in deines Herzens Raume und sah die Schlange. Ich grolle nicht.
Much like songs 1 through 4, songs 8 through 10 can be grouped together and all offer a variety of sentiment. Und wüssten's die Blumen die Kleinen, if the little flower but knew, reveals that the girl is quite aware of the pain and trouble she's causing. The piano accompaniment goes from being light and superficial, illuminating the fluttering of the leaves, and evolves into a dramatic postlude that reflects the last verse of his true emotion when he sings, Sie hat ja selbst zerrissen, zerrissen mir das Herz. For she herself has torn my heart in twain. In Das ist die Flöten und Geigen, flutes and violins are heard, and a very festive party atmosphere is played out in the waltz piano accompaniment. The poet finds himself outside observing the wedding party of his beloved to another man. And Hör ich das Liedchen klingen, when I hear the little song, brings us back to that haunting melody we heard in the opening of the first song at the start of the cycle. And we will revisit it again in the famous postlude of the concluding song. The wedding party is over, and the poet is alone, recalling memories of his beloved and what could have been.
Und wüssten's die Blumen, die Kleinen, wie tief verwundet mein Herz. Sie würden mit mir weinen, zu heilen meinen Schmerz. Und wüssten's die Nacht, die Sind fröhlich erschallen, erquickenden Gesang. Und wüssten sie, mein Wehe, die goldenen Sternelein, sie kämen aus ihrer Höhe und sprechen Trost mir ein. Sie alle können's nicht wissen, nur eine kennt meinen Schmerz. Sie hat ja selbst zerrissen, zerrissen mir das Herz.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and we're taking a journey through Schumann's Dichterliebe with the aid of excerpts from performances by Fritz Wunderlich and pianist Hubert Giessen. In his song compositions, Schumann conceived the piano and voice simultaneously. Sometimes the piano takes over where the vocal line leaves off, or vice versa. Or, as we'll see in the next song, there is a call and response that occurs. In song number 13 of Dichterliebe, Im hab im Traum geweinet, I've wept in my dream, there are an equal number of measures where the voice sings a cappella, and then the piano responds.
Ich hab im Traum geweinet. Mir träumte, du lägest im Grab. Ich wachte auf und die Träne floss noch von der Wange herab. Ich hab im Traum verließest mich. Ich wachte auf und ich weinte noch lange bitterlich.
In spite of the loss of love and the emotional turbulence, the cycle ends with song number 16, Die alten bösen Lieder, the old wicked songs, in which the poet describes that all of those songs that he just sang for the girl are going to be taken and placed inside a huge coffin, where he'll bury the coffin at sea. What he's essentially saying is that he's resigned and ambivalent. All that emotion from earlier on will be locked away in this coffin and dropped off deep in the sea. Schumann often uses the postlude to tell a story or further interpret the poem, as in his cycle Dichterliebe, when the coffin, with its contents, the poet's suffering and love, sinks to the bottom of the Rhine. You can actually envisage this coffin drifting to the bottom of the sea in that long and beautiful postlude that actually sounds more like an improvisation. The music, somewhat haunting, is almost healing as it consoles the poet. Let's enjoy the conclusion of Dichterliebe with Wunderlich in Gießen. We now turn to Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau. It's interesting to note that these two incredible titans actually worked together. Wunderlich gave a critically acclaimed performance as Tamino, opposite baritone Fischer-Dieskau, in the role of Papageno in Mozart's Magic Flute. Unlike Wunderlich, whose great career was cut short prematurely, Fischer-Dieskau enjoyed a long career in opera, the recital stage, and as a conductor. In fact, he dominated the recital stage for over 40 years, and of course recently passed in 2012. Fischer-Dieskau was ranked the second greatest singer of the century after Jussi Björling in the United Kingdom, and the French dubbed him Le Miracle Fischer-Dieskau. Dame Elisabeth Schwarzkopf called him a born god who has it all. At his peak, he was greatly admired for his interpretive insights, exceptional chiaroscuro, the light and dark elements of his voice, and he had at his disposal these incredible sottovoces that we'll hear him employ in Dichterliebe. As previously stated, Fischer-Dieskau has recorded the Dichterliebe countless times in recital with prominent pianists. So I'm doing something a little unusual. I'm going to present the cycle here today in its entirety, but through a combined performance spanning two decades with various pianists, Moore, Demus, Eschenbach, Horowitz, and Brendel. I hope you'll enjoy this special presentation of Dichterliebe featuring the beautiful baritone voice of Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau.
Die Rose, die Linde, die Taube, die Sonne, die Lieblichkeitshalle, liebesvoll. Ich lieb sie nicht mehr, ich liebe alleine die Kleine, die Feine, die Reine, die Eine, sie selber alle liebevoll. Ist Rose und Lilie und Taube und Sonne, ich liebe alleine die Kleine, die Feine, die Reine, die Eine, die Eine.
Wenn ich küsse
Ich will meine Seele tauchen in den Kelch der Lilie hinein. Die Lilie soll klingend hauchen, ein Lied von der Liebsten mein. Das Lied soll schauen und beben wie der Kuss von ihrem Mund, den sie mir einst gegeben in wunderbar süßer Stund.
Im Rhein, im heiligen Strome, da spiegelt sich in den Wellen mit seinem großen Nome das große heilige Köln.
Steht ein Bildnis auf goldenem Lieder gemalt. In meines Lebens Bildnis hat's freundlich hineingestrahlt. Es schweben Blumen
ich trolle nicht, und wenn das Herz auch bricht, gib ich verlorenes Lied, gib ich verlorenes Lied, ich trolle nicht, ich trolle nicht, wie du auch strahlst in Diamantenpracht, es fällt kein Strahl in deines Herzens Nacht, was weiß ich längst. Ich grolle nicht, und wenn das Herz auch bricht, ich sah dich ja im Traume und sah die Nacht in deines Herzens Rahme. Ich sah die Schlangen in ihrem Herzen bricht. Ich sah mein Lieb, wie sehr du elend bist. Ich grolle nicht, ich grolle nicht.
Wüsstens die Blumen, die kleinen, wie tief verwundet mein Herz, sie würden mit mir weinen zu Hause. Herz und wüssten's die Nachtigallen, wie ich so traurig und krank, sie ließen fröhlicher Schallen erquickenden Gesang. Und wüssten sie mein Wehe, die goldenen Sterne ein, sie kämen aus ihrer Höhe und sprechen Trost mir ein. Sie alle können's nicht wissen, nur eine kennt meinen Schmerz. Sie hat ja selbst zerrissen.
Und wem sie oft passiert, dem bricht das Herz.
von der Wanne herauf. Ich hab im Traum geweint. Mir träumt, du verließest mich. Ich wachte auf und ich weinte noch lange bitterlich. Ich hab im Traum geweint, mir träumte, du wärst mir noch gut. Ich wachte auf und noch immer strömt meine Tränenflut.
Allnächtlich im Traume seh ich dich und sehe dich freundlich, freundlich grüßen, und laut auf einen stürz ich mich zu deinen süßen Füßen. Aus deinen Augen schleichen sich die Perlentränentröpfchen. Du sagst mir heimlich ein leises und gibst mir den Strauß von Zypressen. Ich wache auf und der Strauß ist fort und fort hab ich vergessen. Hervor mit weißer Hand, da singt es und erklingt es von einem Zauberland, wo bunte Blumen blühen im goldenen Abendlicht und lieblich duftend glühen mit bräutlichem Gesicht. Funken brennen an jedem Blatt und Reis, und rote Lichter rennen im hellen wirren Kreis, und laute Quellen brechen aus wildem Marmorstein, und seltsam in den Bächen schwamm vor der Widerschein. Ach, 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 könnt ich dorthin kommen und dort
den bösen Lieder, die Träume bös und hart. Die lasst uns jetzt begraben, holt einen großen Sarg. Hinein leg ich gar manches, doch sag ich noch nicht was. Der Sarg muss sein noch größer, wie's Heidelberger Fass. Und holt eine Totenbahre und Bretter fest und dick. Auch muss sie sein noch länger, als wie zumeist die Brüt. Und holt mir auch 12 Riesen, die müssen noch stärker sein, als wie der starke Christoph im Dom zu Köln am Rhein. Die sollen den Sarg vortragen und schenken ins Meer hinab. Denn solchen großen
I hope that you enjoy today's program featuring Wunderlich and Fischer Dieskau singing Schumann's extraordinary tale of unrequited love, Dichte Liebe. I'd like to leave you with one final performance of that breathtaking postlude, this time under the hands of English pianist and composer Benjamin Britten. I invite you to tune in again next week for another episode of Singing and Other Sins. I'm your host, Blair Boone-Magura. Aloha.